Oh, dear.
Here, Mr. Glump.
I
saw your boy, Ron, yesterday.
Oh, yes.
I hardly recognised him. Smart brown suit, new shoes. Where'd he get them? How much did it cost you? Where'd you get the money, eh?
As per chance would have it, that suit did not cost us a penny.
No.
We got the whole outfit for nothing.
For nothing?
Absolutely au gratin. You see, Ron had to have a new outfit because, well, because last Friday he had to go for an interview for a job. And you should have been round our place on last Thursday afternoon.
Oh.
He said she was so het up about this impending interview, she was... Well, you know it by now.
Oh, Ron. You've just got to pass that interview tomorrow. Oh, I've been over and over the questions they might ask you. Now, are you sure you've got the answers completely memorised?
No, eh?
Oh, Ronnie, it's essential you do remember. Well, what worries me even more than how you'll answer is, well, to be quite frank, your get-up.
Oh, you don't have to worry about that, Eth. I'll have the alarm clock.
Oh, your clothes, Ron.
Yes?
They do put an awful lot of store by appearances.
What's wrong with my appearances, eh?
Well, beloved, well, start with that shirt.
That was a Christmas present, Eth. It's one of the new sort. You don't have to iron it.
But, beloved, that doesn't mean you don't have to wash it.
Oh, well, it doesn't matter. I've got another shirt.
Oh, where is it, Ron?
Underneath this one.
You mean, sweetheart, that you wear both your shirts on you at the same time?
I have to, eh? Dad pawned my chest of drawers. You see.
I know. I know it's not easy for you, Ron.
No.
But, well, somehow you've just got to smarten up before this interview. What your father must do is buy you a complete new outfit for the interview. Oh, do you think he'd do it? Be about £20.
Well, Eth, Dad knows how important this interview is to me, and where my future is concerned, Dad would gladly spend his last... How much?
£20.
No, he won't.
Then you must make him, Ron. Oh, Ron, sometimes I think you're just too placid about everything. This is one time when I wish you'd have a little go.
All right, just a kiss, Eth.
No, Ron, yes, not in those shoes.
Why? They don't make any difference, the shoes.
Yes, it makes it seem common.
How can it? Get me back.
Hello, hello, hello. Go it, Ron.
I won't interrupt. I just come in for the fly swatter. Oh, here we are. Oh, dear, one day we'll have to get a proper tea strainer. Hey, what's that? Don't go.
Well, it's about Ron's interview on Friday.
Yes. What do you think of that, eh, Eth? They called him a layabout, but I knew, Eth.
So did I.
Oh, did you? I knew he was just waiting till the right opportunity presented itself. You weren't born yesterday, were you, Ron?
No, Dad. Yesterday I went to the pictures.
Oh, there's executive material for you. Ron will pass his interview, Eth. He'll pass because you know why? Because this is a challenge. And that's what Ron rises to, isn't it, Ron?
Yes.
He likes a challenge, don't you, boy?
I rise to that.
Yes. Most of the time his talents are there, but they're lying doormat, you see.
Yes.
Comes a challenge and
rise to that, yes.
Yes, his true worth rises resplendently up to the surface like a... Well, like a corn plaster when you're having a bath.
Well, I do hope so.
Oh, no hope about it, is there, Ron?
No, Dad, no hope at all.
I know it, you see. I know it because that's how I am, you know, with the challenge, you know. And he's very like me, is my Ron. You know why he's so like me?
Yes, Mr. Glum. Because he's wearing your old clothes.
I beg your very ladylike pardon, Miss Ethel.
Well...
There's no need to take that derogatory tone about those clothes. If they were good enough for my father, they're good enough for me.
Oh, Mr. Glum, please don't take offence.
I've taken it.
Well, yes, but all I'm saying is... Those clothes Ron's wearing are going to spoil his
matter with him? I admit there's a few egg stains on his lapel, all right. There's a drop of soup on his tie. Come to that, his pullover ain't exactly lacking in calories either. He may not be smart, but he's nourishing.
Well, I'll tell you, quite frankly,
oh,
Mr. Glum.
Coming out frank,
if,
is it?
Yes, it is. If he goes for a job in those clothes, he does not stand one earthly.
Oh, come now, Eth.
I know more about employers than any of the Glum family because... Because I've actually had employment.
Thank you for that.
Well, you've just got to buy Ron a new outfit.
Oh, I see. I'm presented with an old tomato, eh?
Yes.
All right, then. All right, we will redecorate him. I think there's still 30 bob left of Mrs. Glum's burial money.
30 bob? Mr. Glum, to dress Ron really befitting, you'll have to spend at least £20.
£20?
Yes.
£20? Well, it's out of the question. I wanted to tell you. I haven't got it. That's it. That's finished.
Mr. Glum.
It's gone.
You always say you're the sort who rises to a challenge.
Well?
Well, here is a challenge. Go on. Rise.
Well, Ted, as you can see, there was a right poser of a problem, eh?
Yeah.
I had to get Ron 20 quid's worth of gents natty without having the requisite wherewithal to pay for it thereon.
Yeah, that's a real head-scratcher, ain't it? I'd say it was impossible.
Oh, you would you, Ted?
Yeah.
Well, that, Ted, is exactly why you are a mere boozer employee, while I am, well...
Unemployed?
A valued customer. I suddenly saw the solution of our problem over the dinner table. I was reading my end of the tablecloth, and I see this... paragraph.
Yeah.
I see it. It's a case about a woman who bought a fur coat, and after wearing it sometime, she found out she got a rash.
Oh.
They didn't say where.
No.
She got this rash. So she sued the shop, and they paid up 250 quid.
Oh.
Well, of course, immediately, my agile mind flashes to Ron's drip-dry shirt.
What he was bought for Christmas.
That's right, from Loveday Brothers on the parade. Without further ado, I call in Eff and Ron, and I give them a briefing.
Ah.
So, next morning... There they both are at the shirt counter of Mrs. Loveday Brothers on the parade.
Oh, Ron, I'm so nervous about this. Well, I'd never do it if it wasn't your future's at stake. Oh, and don't keep touching your face, beloved. Those spots will rub off. Oh, dear, where's the assistant?
Yes, where's the blasted, perishing, blooming assistant?
How dare you use language?
You're right, Eth. It says so on the counter, see? Modern men swear.
Oh, Ron. That's modern men's wear.
Yes, I said.
Oh, careful now, Ron. Here comes the man.
Oh. Ah, good morning. Can I be of assistance?
Are you Mr. Loveday?
Yes.
Well, I have a complaint.
No, Eth, I've got the complaint. It's the spots on my face. Yeah, no, don't you remember Dad explaining it all while he was putting it on?
Ron!
What?
Ron!
Hello?
Mr. Glum said to leave me to do the talking.
Oh, yes.
Mr. Loveday?
Yes, yes.
Well, I wish to complain that this drip-dry shirt purchased from your establishment at Christmas has bought my fiancé's face out.
Oh, I'm afraid that's quite impossible. Oh, whatever caused those curious marks on his face, I am positive it is not one of our shirts.
Well,
I am sorry,
it...
madam. We cannot accept any liability at all.
Oh, excuse me, my good man, if
yes.
I appear to be butting in, but I couldn't help overhearing this conversation here.
Oh.
I wondered if I can help.
And who are you?
Oh, I'm a highly respected Harley Street medical skin specialist. Perhaps I can be an impartial adjudicator in this bull and car here.
Oh, yes, please, Dad.
Dad?
Dad.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear. He recognised me. It's the penalty of fame, you know. Dr. Eustace Dad. Yes.
Oh,
I'm often in the paper for my miraculous diagnostics. Now then, it's a case of this boy's face, isn't it? May I see this lad's face a moment? Oh, yes. Ghastly, yes. Tell me, lad... Have you at any time... This is a chance in a million, of course. Have you at any time happened to wear a drip-dry shirt next to your skin?
No.
Hey!
It was next to me fall over.
I mean reading from outside in.
Oh, yes, the one I had for Christmas.
Well, there you are.
Yes.
That's it, then. We're gazing at a chronic case of drip-dry-mitis.
Now, just a minute, Doctor. This can't be. Well, we've sold hundreds and hundreds of these shirts.
Are you doubting my professional velocity?
Well,
let me tell you, my good man. Although I am a skin specialist, I am not given to rash statements.
And I am not given to being easily hoodwinked. If you want my opinion of those spots, they look very much to me like dabs of nail varnish.
What an appalling incineration. I will swear in any witness box in the land that they're not nail varnish.
Nah, they're red ink.
No!
Yeah?
Make it worse. Oh, look, sir, we don't want to cause any trouble.
No. On the contrary, my dear young lady. As a doctor, I can't allow this paltry shop owner here to hush up a severe attack of illness. It would be contrary to my hypocritical oath. I suggest that Mrs. Loveday pay the lad £250 in lieu of compensation.
200? Quite out of the question.
Well, in that case, we'll settle for that brown suit hanging there, that pair of shoes, that pullover, that tie on the hook, and what else?
I know, Dad, a drip-dry shirt. Oh, they're very good, eh? Yes. Oh.
Look, miss, will you tell your spotty friend to close his yap? Well, now, Mr. Loveday.
You know that this is nothing more or less than blackmail.
Well, of course, if you're prepared to take it to legislature, of course, it's up to you. Make nice reading in the local papers, wouldn't it? Local outfitter starts plague.
Oh.
Make nice reading.
Very well, take the blasted things. Take this and go on and that. Take them all. Take them all. Get out. Just get out of my shop and stay out.
We done it, eh? We done it. Good old Dr. Glum, eh? We done it. Look at that armful of lovely new clothes.
Yes, but... Oh, well, I suppose the end justifies the means. Oh, Ron, you'd better go home and change into them quickly if your interview's at 10.
Righto, eh? But it seems a pity to go all the way home just to come back to the parade again.
What do you mean, back to the parade? You mean your interview is with somebody round here?
Oh, yeah. Let me look at the card. Sharp assistant wanted at Big Gents Outfitters, Mrs. Loveday.
Oh, no! Yeah. Oh, no.